Our story this Wednesday at 1:30 on BBC Radio Scotland.
Now, amateur radio enthusiasts from Scotland and America have recreated the first ever transatlantic shortwave broadcast. Using modern and historic equipment, members of the Radio Society of Great Britain in Ayrshire exchanged Morse code and voice messages with a station in Greenwich in Connecticut. 95 years ago, a broadcast from the same location was successfully received by a temporary radio station that had been specially set up in a tent near Ardrossan Harbour. Hugh Williams reports.
Golf Bravo 2, Zulu Echo. Golf Bravo 2, Zulu Echo. Listening.
As the massive antenna on the roof scans the skies, Jason O'Neill calls out and sends Morse messages across the Atlantic. Len Padgett from the Radio Society of Great Britain, call sign GM0ONX, explains exactly what the anniversary means.
This is the 95th anniversary of the first transatlantic communications using shortwave frequencies. Up to now, it had been longer frequencies, and this is the first time it's actually been achieved. The thought in the past that these frequencies were useless for communication purposes, radio has just proved them wrong.
So the big boys of radio, which is the likes of Marconi at that time, were using really powerful kit on long wave, and this showed you needed lower power kits and you could use shortwave and get around the world.
Again, I said the radio amateurs were using frequencies and power levels roughly about the same as what your toaster was, a fraction of what was being used by the professional boys at that time, using much smaller aerials, and we were still getting reliable communications.
There are a lot of people on the air, but so far no sign of the station at Greenwich in Connecticut, from where the first successful transatlantic shortwave message was sent 95 years ago.
Secure 20 metres, Golf Bravo 2, Zulu Echo.
It was very much a big thing. One of the magazines that was into mechanical engineering at that time sponsored the event. It had never been done before, and there was a prize to be had for the first transatlantic communication. And there was a lot of time and effort being put into it. Ardrossan was chosen because it was a quiet area, radio-wise, and could not be achieved in the London area, but we managed up here in Ardrossan.
November 1, Bravo Charlie Golf. The top end of this band is quite difficult and struggling to copy you. I'll see you, Forrest Ged, in a few minutes on the CW end of the band. N1, BCG. Golf Bravo 2, Zulu Echo 73.
What all that means in plain English, I think, is that the American station is there just about, but not really intelligible. So they're going to try again in a short time using Morse, just as the pioneers had done almost a century ago.
These early works led on to the technologies we have today. The likes of your mobile phone has about three different transmitters in it. These could not be achieved with the frequencies used at this time. This was the first step forward to using higher and higher frequencies, leading to the technologies we have today, such as Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, etc., etc.
All right, sounds good. Yep, the reconnection between Greenwich, Connecticut and Ardrossan, Scotland should be any moment now.
On the eastern seaboard of the United States, a small group's gathered, as eager to talk to Ayrshire as Ayrshire is to hear from them.
Well, I appreciate you checking in for the 1BCG commemorative event, the 95th anniversary of the first shortwave crossing of the Atlantic.
At last, the two radio stations are talking to each other.
Jason, it's good to make contact with you.
After a brief exchange, the Americans sign off.
All right, Jason, 7-3, thank you very much for the reconnection from Greenwich, Connecticut to Ardrossan, Scotland. 7-3 for now on this frequency from November 1, Bravo Charlie Golf.
All right.
Congratulations.
Woo!
Well done.
In 5 years from now, it'll be the 100th anniversary.
Hugh Williams reporting there from Ardrossan, as we're now going to call it. The time is 8 minutes to 7.
Time for more business, and Sky shares soared in late Friday.